We got Matt and Mike with us. So, guys, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing real well. Congrats on the wins before the break, and now really big games coming forward. Before we get to that, though, how was both of your Thanksgivings? Did you guys go home? I know for Matt that you're from Minneapolis, and Mike, you're from Colorado Springs. So did you guys go home for Thanksgiving, or were you guys still out here for it?
Yeah, I actually I got a chance to go home. It was a little bit of a short break, but it was good going back home, spending the holiday with family, and getting back to see the mountains too. That was pretty big for me. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I actually went down to Texas to Corpus. That's where my girlfriend lives. So I went down to visit her family for the break. So that's pretty nice.
Well, it's pretty cool, though. Texas is actually much nicer than it is right here now, at least. And
yeah, don't remind us here in Chicago.
Yeah, it wasn't too much nicer, actually. It was kind of cold and rainy all week, but it's still nicer.
How about you guys?
What was the degrees down in Texas? Like, what was it like outside? What was the weather?
Like, it was 60s.
Okay, come 50s. On. Come on, 60s? Oh. It's like 30s
yeah.
here.
Yeah. For me, I went to my cousin's house, and I had a pretty good Thanksgiving there with family, and we played some games, and I won most of them, so I was happy.
Your ego just continues to go over the top.
I'm a very competitive guy. I can't help it.
Oh, man. Guys, move forward. I'm glad you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Glad you. Oh, you wanted one more?
What about your Thanksgiving? They asked about yours, too. I mean, be courteous here, Cody.
Oh, I mean, I ate some turkey, ate some stuffing, and I watched the Bears win, so.
That was a good day.
It's a pretty good one.
Sorry about that for anybody who's a Packers
no,
fan.
No, don't apologize to the Packer fans.
No, but moving forward, though, guys, Dell's Ducks, big games. You guys are even with them. They've won twice. You guys have won twice against them. This is a pretty big matchup coming forward, because you guys can possibly take them over for first place if you win both games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're gonna work hard this week. We just had a workout today, first workout back, and went hard, so we're definitely gearing up for it, and I know everyone's excited to play these guys this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Leaf Center, too, as well, so no Sears Center game. Leaf Center not too far away there from there, so you still catch these guys, play some good hockey. Obviously, the Dell's Ducks, they are in first place right now. You guys are right behind them, and their only two losses of the season are to the Cougars, and they were to get you the last game, so, I mean, obviously a rivalry game. And what do you look for in this game going up against that goalie, Jared Young?
We got to look to get more shots. I think last time we didn't get enough shots on him. If you get more shots, crashing that. He gave up quite a big rebounds last time we played him. So maybe those initial shots and crashing that, get some of those rebounds, get some of those dirty goals.
Yeah, that was something I noticed too, Matt, was when you guys played them those first two times when he was in goal, that there was a lot of rebounds. And what is it? What's the difference? What has to change for you guys offensively to get to those dirty areas? Is that just more of like an effort thing, or what is it to get to those juicy rebounds that he was giving up?
You know, I think we just need to be hungrier around the net. I think Dells, they've got a very big D core, but I think that as far as our forwards go, we've got a good mix of guys who can get in there and kind of get their nose dirty, and a good combination of guys who. Who can, carry it around the outside and get it to the net and, have accurate shots and create a lot of offense that way. So, as long as we're just not afraid to get our nose dirty and get in there, get in Jared's face, I think we'll be fine.
We're talking with two of the captains of the Chicago Cougars here, and Matt Olson and Mike Watson. I think you're right about that those are things that can change. And for you, Mike, you weren't there for the two home games against them. So for you, it's a little bit of excitement that now you kind of get a chance here at revenge. And last time you couldn't be on the ice to help these guys out. And some new guys, too, and Zatera and Anthony Zavain, who's been really big for you guys after he's joined the team now.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. This is about my fourth week back in the lineup, and I'm I'm really excited to get back at it. You know, it's always fun. I always enjoy playing these kind of tough physical games. I imagine that this week both games are probably going to be a bit of a barn burner, but that's my favorite kind of game to play in. You know, it's when I have the most fun. So I'm really excited for this weekend.
Yeah, Mike, I remember talking to you when you were out. You didn't do too much on the ice, you know, with the injury you did have. How do you feel out there now in a game situation with your conditioning? Is everything back?
Yeah, it's all back. I mean, ate a lot of turkey over break, so I guess we'll see. But that's not related. And, no, I'm feeling very good. Finally getting back to playing my game, which is a really good feeling, especially after missing a month. So,
you know what? Eating the turkey isn't bad, Mike. That's a lot of protein. Now, did you put a lot of gravy on there, and did you eat a lot of stuffing, too? Because that's where you run into the troubles, because that's a lot of carbs if you got all that stuffing.
Yeah, you know, tried to stay away from the gravy. The stuffing, the mashed potatoes, well, that's kind of a weakness. So I tried to limit myself, but a guy can only do so much.
Did you keep it down on the pies, maybe like one slice, or did you go kind of all out and eat your own pie?
Yeah, no, just a slice or two.
There you go, or two. It might have been two.
We're talking with the captains here on SportsTownChicago.com of the Chicago Cougars, Matt Olson and Mike Watson. Yeah, it's always a weird thing to come back from a break, but I think it's good that you know, Brad had you guys going early, or in first day back really for Monday, and you guys already got some morning workouts that you've already done. What's the practice schedule like for this week with that time off?
So we're basically just going into our normal schedule. We don't have practice today, which might have been nice, but we've got practice and workout Tuesday and Wednesday, and then going into Thursday, we just have practice and Friday and Saturday games.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to those Dells Ducks games. Again, those are going to be Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th. They're going to be at 10:50 p.m. How about the late games? You guys looking forward to those ones?
No, not really.
I don't think so.
It's tough, but I mean, you should be excited anytime you play a hockey game, especially when against the Ducks. I mean,
definitely.
It should be easy to get excited for them. And it doesn't matter what time they are, you should be excited. So
2-2 against the Ducks this year, so definitely, and obviously that you're right behind them in the standings. You want to catch them. I know it's a long season, and but Dells Ducks definitely one of the top teams in this league, along with the Cougars.
Yeah, I mean, we're halfway through the season already, so it's going pretty fast. So these games are becoming really important now. I mean, this is the fifth and sixth time we played these guys, so I think we're going to get them one or two more times after this, so it's really important for standing-wise.
Let's really quickly go back to the last two games, though, before the break. The Wisconsin Rapids, the River Kings, you guys played them twice, and Dylan Gillis had quite a good two games, especially that first one. Talk about your guys' goalies. I mean, especially for you, Matt, since you're the guy who's working with them more, how is that? Now that you have a third guy thrown into the mix, it adds some more competition for them. But, of course, you guys out in front, you guys are part of what makes them look good.
Yeah, I mean, bringing Max in there for that third goalie spot really creates a good competition between the three of them. And you can really tell now in practice, they're all competing and trying to want to start that, you know, start for the weekend. But I thought Gillis played really well those two games. He really kept us in the game in that first game. We got outshot pretty bad, and we got in some penalty trouble, and he really helped us back there on the penalty kill. I mean, their power play is pretty good. They have two guys in front of the net all the time. So, I mean, you know, you kind of have to take one guy, and the goalie's kind of responsible for the other guy. And yeah, he really stood on his head this weekend for us, last weekend. So I was really, really proud of him. I mean, he played really well.
You mentioned you guys bringing in Max Barr to help out with the goalie competition. I know Chris touched a little bit on the two new guys. Sam Ziatero has been there for a while now, but the newest addition to the Cougars, you know, being Anthony Zane. How important has it been for those guys to come in to help you with the competition moving forward on the different lines?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. I think that it's done a lot for our depth, and as well, you know, bringing in new players, it's always good to get a fresh look. They bring in experience from the places where they played in the past that is really good for a team. I think that, you know, when you have guys who have been together since the beginning of the season, that's all they've experienced for that year, whereas you bring in guys from different places. You know, we've got Sam coming in from the NA3. He brought some experience to the table just that with that different league. And then as well as Anthony coming in from the NA. So it was it's really good to just kind of get different guys coming in and kind of gives you a little bit of a different feel, and they can kind of bring some of the better things for those from those leagues, and you can match them up with the better things that you do, and that it's really a positive thing for us to bring in these new guys.
Yep, and it's exciting to see. I mean, Zvane, he's already near the top for points for you guys, which helps out a lot. And like you were saying, Mike, you guys are kind of mixing up the lines a little bit now, too, where things were so set before. Maybe that helps out. Does that help out that now things aren't so set? I mean, obviously chemistry is important, but maybe guys were getting a little too comfortable?
Yeah, I think that it is good. I think that for the moment, like there have been certain pairings that we've kept together and then changed up one or two guys on the line. So, you know, obviously there are guys that work better together than others just because whether it's styles of matchup or anything like that. But I think that, you know, it's been good to mix it up a little bit. Also keeps other teams on their toes because, you know, if they're looking for a set line like it has been for the beginning of the year, then they can match a little more easily. Whereas when you change that up and you have a little more dynamic roles on each line, then that's a good way to increase your depth as well.
Well, guys, it's I'm excited to see how the lines end up being for these Friday and Saturday games against the Dells Ducks and, of course, the defensive pairings, too. It's been fun having you guys on. I'm glad you guys had good breaks, and we're glad you got back here safe. We look forward to seeing you guys on Friday and Saturday, and thanks for joining us.
And thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, that was Matt Olson and Mike Watson. We were glad to have them on and look forward to seeing how they do on Friday and Saturday, which those games will be live here on SportsTownChicago.com. We'll take a timeout, though, and we'll be back with more.